right, everybody, we made it. It is Friday, which means our friends at NPR Music are back with their weekly roundup of new music out today. This week, we turn it over to Sheldon Pierce and Daoud Tyler Amin, who start with a song called Ground from Khalid's new album, Sincere.
Cotton candy color scars even put a smile on my broken mule. Something about the sunset pleases me and brings out the best in you.
I've always sort of been struck by Khalid's voice. It's not one that you can run from, and it doesn't really fit into, like, the traditional cast of pop characters.
No, he's not a crooner. He's not a rapper either, but he's sort of mumble rap aligns.
I don't know what to sort of make of his sound. He says that he wrote this song in particular years ago through moments of uncertainty when he wasn't really sure what his purpose as an artist was. I think a lot of his music is sort of focused on, like, uncertainty, naivete. When he was younger, a lot of it was obviously wrapped up in being young and dumb and not knowing which way to go. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like he's turned that sincerity inward and is looking at himself as a creator, as somebody who makes music. What did you make of this song, Daoud?
I mean, I kept thinking about a piece that you wrote earlier this year about the sort of state of the R&B showman tied to Usher's performance at the Super Bowl, and how Khalid is somebody who's maybe not really in a place to take up that mantle just because he is so interior. He's not about being a showman. He's not about sort of, like, you know, flexing shirtless. Like, it's everything that he's saying is sort of, like, ricocheting off the walls of his mind.
There's nothing really forward about him.
Yeah.
He is constantly sort of thinking about not just himself, but his most quiet moments, the more intimate moments that he shares with very small groups of people. The idea of, like, being grounded amid the highs of celebrity.
That is the new album from Khalid, Sincere. I'm going to take us to a more colorful place with the new album from Orville Peck titled Stampede. Orville Peck's bio kind of feels to me like a pop culture Mad Lib.
Yeah.
He is a South African country musician raised in musical theater.
Yeah.
He becomes a queer icon, you know, guest judge on Drag Race. And, by the way, he wears a mask and never shows his face in public.
Right. There is something very whimsical about his whole thing. It's those theater kid roots. It's bigger, larger than life, in your face, which I think you hear in the song from his new record, Death Valley High, with Beck.
So, we should say, Stampede is his third album, and it is an album of duets. You've got Beck here on Death Valley High, kind of in his play that funky music white boy mode from the 90s. Yeah. He even gets to rap again. You've also got Willie Nelson is here, Kylie Minogue, Margot Price. A duet album, I mean, he's in his mid-30s. That's usually a move that you pull when you're, like, 50-plus, like, doing the sort of, like, career reboot thing.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like, how different is it from, like, a hip-hop album that's covered in features? Like, maybe it's a weirdly savvy move.
There is something that seems to specifically work for him. You can hear it in this Beck song. It is such a good time, and it's got this sort of, like, rip-roaring down the Vegas Strip energy. They sound like two bachelors just, like, on a losing streak, but they don't care because they're having such a good time. And it's infectious. Like, it really just sort of washes over you.
Okay, up next, Maren Morris. Her new EP is called Intermission. This song, I Hope I Never Fall in Love, feels like a tone setter for this project. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she got divorced recently. Seems like she's in an intense transitional spot.
Yes. I hope I never fall in love. I'm a bit of a sucker for a song where it seems like the artist is trying to convince themselves of something and not the audience.
Yeah.
And it feels like on this song, we are sort of swept up in an internal monologue. Like,
yeah.
She has decided for herself, romance is out.
Like,
I've been there, I've done that. And the language is so definitive. You can hold me to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking it back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a woman of my word.
Mm-hmm.
God as my witness. That was the last time.
Yeah.
It feels like she's like giving herself a pep talk.
Yeah.
Like she's pushing herself through everything that she's experienced and trying to come out on the other side whole. Because, I mean, the way that the song is structured to me, it doesn't feel like a real acknowledgement that there will never be love in her life again, right?
No.
It feels more about the past than about the future.
Totally, yeah. I mean, even the title of the project, Intermission, really feels like a boxer who got swung on a little hard in the last round, and they're being like, just give me a second.
They took an eight count.
Yeah.
They took a standing eight count, and now it's time to regroup.
God is my witness, that was the last time.
Just a couple more records coming out today in brief. Smashing Pumpkins have a new record called A Gory Mori May. David Lynch, yes, that David Lynch, is back in the studio, as he sometimes is. He has a new project with the singer-songwriter Christabel called Cellophane Memories. And finally, Killer Mike with a record called Songs for Sinners and Saints. Sheldon, you've written a lot lately about how rappers confront middle age. Killer Mike has been running at that task with abandon, I would say.
Yeah, you know, Killer Mike is coming off a Grammy sweep for his 2023 album, Michael, which really sort of seemed to change the perception around his music, which
yeah.
is interesting. That doesn't often happen for rappers in middle age.
Yeah.
Songs for Sinners and Saints is billed as an epilogue to Michael. It seems like in all the positive success that he's seen from this record, he is not quite ready to let it go. And I think there is still ideas to mine in that record, and
yeah.
I think people should look forward to it.
I wanted the Grammys for spitting my grandma. Did that for Atlanta, bro. Swept up like a janitor. Got sent to the slammer, bro.
That was Sheldon Pearson, Daoud Tyler Amin from NPR Music, and you can hear full episodes of New Music Friday wherever you get your podcasts.
My head up in handcuffs with pride, 'cause all of my